A London risk analysis firm says Al-Qaeda's North African wing, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, vows to target the 50,000 Chinese workers in Algeria and elsewhere in Africa. Risk analysis firm Sterling Ascent says recent protests and the subsequent crackdown in China's Xinjiang region aroused sympathy in many parts of the Muslim world for China's minority Uyghurs. More than 180 people died in ethnic violence that began on June 5th in Urumqi, the capital of China's Xinjiang region. According to the official death toll, most of the victims are Han Chinese. Qin Gang is a spokesman for China's foreign ministry. Although he does not specifically refer to the threat, Qin says China will take all necessary measures to protect Chinese institutions and people in Africa. 3 weeks ago, Al-Qaeda militants ambushed Algerian security forces protecting Chinese engineers, killing 24 Algerians. The Uyghurs are Muslims who speak a Turkic language and are ethnically different from China's majority Han. They once dominated Xinjiang, a vast region in western China, but Beijing has encouraged Han to move to the region to find work, so Uyghurs now make up only about half the population. Uyghurs complain they face discrimination from the Han and that the government restricts their religious practices, as well as travel. But Beijing argues the Uyghurs receive benefits the Han do not, such as the right to have more than one child and preferential university places. Beijing blames what it calls the three forces of separatism, terrorism, and extremism for causing the violence in Xinjiang. Spokesman Qin also said Tuesday that neighboring Asian nations should enhance cooperation to combat the three forces and safeguard peace and tranquility. He says China and Pakistan are staying in close communication and cooperation. Pakistan borders China, and there are allegations that some Uyghur separatists live in Pakistan. The security crackdown continues in Urumqi after two Uyghurs were shot dead by police on Monday. Also, a letter has been posted online, signed by more than 100 Chinese writers and intellectuals, calling for the release of Ilham Tohti. Tohti is an outspoken Uyghur economist who disappeared from his Beijing home last week. The letter says his popular website promoted dialogue between Han Chinese and Uyghurs. But in a televised speech last week, Xinjiang Governor Noor Bekri accused Tohti's site of helping to orchestrate the incitement and spread of propaganda. Allison Clayman for VOA News, Beijing.